It seems everybody is talking chips. So, what's in the chips and science bill that was signed into law today? It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 9th day of August. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again. In other news, robot vending machines and Walmart made the news. Have we heard the last of, hey, nobody wants to work anymore? Perhaps. Ford just issued a price jump for the F-150 Lightning. We'll tell you about that. That financial incentive to buy an EV is on paper, but is it real and will it matter? Walmart is eyeing the world of streaming yet again. We've got the Wall Street Report, and yet another digital company eyes layoffs. It's been that sort of day. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. Focusandfind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful that you are along with us again today. And as we tell you every day, you can find us on Twitter morning, noon, and night at IOB_NewsHour. Hope to see you there. On the day when yet another semiconductor chip maker says demand for their products is down, President Biden signed into law the bipartisan Chips and Science Bill. So what's in it, and what'll it do? CNN is reporting the bill will invest more than $200 billion over the next 5 years to help the U.S. regain a leading position in semiconductor chip manufacturing. Once a leader in semiconductor chip making, the U.S. has lost ground as other countries like China ramped up production, and that forced many American manufacturers to import chips, which are essential to the production of cars, smartphones, medical equipment, a whole host of products people use. The new funding is intended to help companies bring chip manufacturing back to the U.S. and, as a result, help lower costs and prevent supply chain disruptions. The package will invest $39 billion over 5 years to expand domestic semiconductor manufacturing. It will provide companies incentives to build, expand, and modernize U.S. facilities and equipment. The law will also provide $11 billion over 5 years to the Department of Commerce to help spur research and development in advanced semiconductor manufacturing, also to invest in new technologies and expand workforce training opportunities. In other words, this law, it's a big deal. Speaking of chips, that was one of the causes for a sell-off today on Wall Street, as yet another manufacturer indicated their sales were down. Not because of a lack of customers, but because of a lack of product. In addition, investors are waiting on inflation data that will be out on Wednesday. Oil gained a bit today, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. The recent news from Walmart has been lagging sales, so the company is doing what they can to boost activity. Like what? Enter the robots. Tell Me Best is reporting the company has partnered with a firm called Tortoise in an experiment that will allow autonomous vending vehicles to roam Walmart parking lots and deliver various products to people waiting for their online orders to be delivered curbside. Currently, Walmart is piloting the robotic vending machines at one of its stores located near its headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas. The retailer began to offer goodies like Kinder eggs and beef jerky to customers passing time in their cars as they wait for their online orders. In a statement, the company disclosed they are using this store as a way to gauge public interest in the portable vending machines. Walmart's strategy is to try to boost sales by means of these vending machines, and it likely has a large part to do with the fact that revenue from impulse purchases has tanked. Why is that? That's because more and more people are opting to order online ahead of time and then pick up their goods at the store. The problem is, when people shop online, they're more likely to stick to purchasing only the items they need and not purchase any impulse add-ons they would have perhaps bought had they been in the store. Question is, will it all work? Stay tuned. Well, as of now, the U.S. has replaced every single job lost during the pandemic, and the unemployment rate is now setting at 3.5%. Yet, companies are still having issues finding workers. Or are they? Business Insider is reporting that both Lyft and Walmart have said that they are overstaffed, and companies have cut back on hiring as they worry about profits and the economy. The result of all this is overstaffing was solved by people leaving, something that runs contrary to the narrative that companies are eager to hire but can't find anyone that'll work. Though hiring is still robust overall, layoffs remain low, and workers are still quitting at near record numbers. But the number of job openings fell lower than expected back in June. That, coupled with recent commentary from CEOs, could mark the beginning of the end of the labor shortage. After a whole slew of factors like a lack of childcare, a pandemic, and low wages kept workers on the sidelines, companies might be starting to be just fine with that. The Ford Motor Company is raising the price of the new Ford F-150 Lightning due to increased production costs. CNBC is reporting that the automaker is raising the price of the new electric pickup from $6,000 to $8,500, depending on the model. Ford says the new price increases will not impact customers who have ordered a vehicle and are waiting delivery. They will affect an undisclosed number of reservation holders who have not yet ordered a truck. Ford's pricing increases come ahead of the automaker reopening ordering for the Ford F-150 Lightning. The company late last year announced it had closed orders for the vehicle after receiving more than 200,000 non-binding reservations for the truck. In a related story, tucked inside the Inflation Reduction Act that is now making its way through Congress is a $7,500 tax credit to encourage people to purchase an electric vehicle. Trouble is, not many vehicles will qualify. The Associated Press is reporting that because of the bill's requirement that to qualify for the credit, an electric vehicle must contain a battery built in North America with minerals mined or recycled on the continent. Trouble is, that's not going to happen for several years. The idea behind the requirement is to incentivize domestic manufacturing and mining, build a robust battery supply chain in North America, and lessen the industry's dependence on overseas supply chains that could be subject to disruptions. Production of lithium and other materials that are used to produce EV batteries is now dominated by China, and the world's leading exporter of cobalt, another component of the EV batteries, is the Democratic Republic of Congo. Getting those products mined and produced in the U.S. is going to take some time. So, yeah, there is that. Walmart isn't talking, but the Wall Street Journal is reporting the company has been in talks with Paramount, Disney, and Comcast about a service that they can sell to their Walmart Plus customers. Over the past few years, Walmart has tried a number of ways to get deeper into the entertainment business. It acquired Vudu all the way back in 2010, and then mostly neglected the service a decade before selling it to Fandango back in 2020. Meanwhile, as far back as 2018, Walmart was rumored to be developing its own streaming service before dropping those plans as well. Now, it's made deals with Redbox and other streaming and rental companies over time, and has even had a streaming box from its in-house own brand. But now, as it continues to look for perks to offer people spending $98 a year on Walmart Plus, the company appears to be re-engaging its streaming plans. Yes, those famous two words. Stay tuned. Well, stocks closed lower today as investors look to what the Consumer Price Index might tell them about inflation. That's due out tomorrow. The Dow was off by 58 points to close at 32,774, while the NASDAQ got hit with chip worries and finished the day down 150 points at 12,493. The S&P 500 fell by 17 points and change to 41.22. And finally, there is this. Yet another digital company is laying off folks in an effort to save cash. Hootsuite is the latest firm to slash its workforce, announcing it's laying off 30% of its staff. The social media management platform, which employed 1,400 people as of June, joins Shopify, Clearco, and Wealthsimple as Canadian tech companies try to cut staff during a downturn in the sector. In a statement, Hootsuite's CEO Tom Keiser said the move is not a reflection of his employees, but rather a refocus. Keiser had said Hootsuite would slow hiring to avoid layoffs, but warned his company would have to save hundreds fewer employees by the end of 2022. You know, it wasn't that long ago that Hootsuite increased the price of its service by some 200%. We know. How? Well, because we use it. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.